When Gianna Russo discovers her husband, Antonio, cheating with her best friend, her world shatters. In her devastation, she makes the catastrophic mistake of sleeping with her stepson, Nico, adding another layer of shame to her fractured self-image. Enter FBI agent Christian Hollister, cold, controlled, and immediately captivated by the fiery Gianna. Their first encounters crackle with hostility and undeniable attraction. At a cancer benefit, Christian witnesses Antonio's cruelty toward Gianna and, surprisingly, helps her through a panic attack by pointing out the Andromeda constellation, a beautiful goddess who survived being sacrificed. Their antagonistic chemistry intensifies with each meeting. Christian warns her not to be alone with him because, "If I did touch you, I wouldn't stop. Not until I'd snuffed out that pretty fire in your eyes." When tragedy strikes and both Sydney and Antonio are killed, Christian finds Gianna in shock and helps her, only to disappear from her life afterward, leaving her a widow at 23. What makes their relationship so compelling is the perfect balance of power between them. Despite Christian's controlling nature, Gianna never loses her sharp tongue or fierce independence. She challenges him at every turn, refusing to be intimidated even when he displays the dangerous capabilities that make others fear him. Their verbal sparring becomes an elaborate courtship ritual, each exchange revealing more about their wounded hearts than either would willingly admit. Christian Hollister maintains meticulous control over his life. His addictive personality manifests through germophobia, fixation on the number three, including sleeping with women exactly three times before moving on, and his need for absolute control. His cold exterior masks a traumatic past, 5 years in a Russian prison from age 14. His body bears prison tattoos, including a Madonna and child, a dagger, and a manacle. When Gianna shows sympathy, he harshly rejects it, insisting he held his own by being bigger and colder than most men. Kristen's obsession with Gianna breaks his patterns. His trauma stems from his heroin-addicted mother, who prostituted herself and eventually her sons. At 7, Christian killed a man targeting his brother. When he was 13, his intoxicated mother mistook him for a client. That night, he and his brother Ronan watched her choke on her vomit without intervening. Christian's obsessive tendencies are coping mechanisms from trauma, not romantic quirks. His journey involves finding someone who accepts his darkness while helping him heal. Gianna initially uses sharp wit as armor, employing caustic humor and intellectual superiority to keep others at bay. Her substance abuse, casual relationships, and marriage to Antonio demonstrate how she builds barriers against intimacy and how the Cosa Nostra treated women as power commodities. Her nyctophobia metaphorically represents deeper childhood trauma. During a power outage at Christian's apartment, she reveals her darkest secret, sexual abuse by her uncle at 12, and her father's devastating silence despite likely knowing. This vulnerable confession transforms their relationship. Christian shares, "To defeat the darkness, you must first admit it exists." His tenderness, teaching her breathing exercises and sharing his own childhood fears, creates genuine intimacy. When Gianna initiates a kiss, Christian's gentle refusal shows emotional intelligence, recognizing her need for connection rather than physical comfort. Through Gianna's journey, we witness how true strength emerges from acknowledging vulnerability, challenging cultural expectations about women's roles, mental health stigma, and generational trauma. Their relationship evolves into a battlefield for control. After their first encounter, Christian maintains dominance by remaining clothed while demanding Gianna's complete exposure. Later, when Gianna pleasures him during a business call, she discovers power in his vulnerability. The novel explores how control can be both toxic and healing, depending on context and consent. Christian's need stems from childhood powerlessness, while Gianna's defiance comes from years of male control. When Christian demands exclusivity, despite her attempts to end things, the story navigates the line between possessiveness and protection. What prevents their relationship from becoming unhealthy is mutual respect. Though domineering, Christian demonstrates attention to Gianna's boundaries. When she stipulates clear terms that she won't be at his beck and call, he must respect her space and always use protection, he thoughtfully agrees to most conditions. Both characters learn to navigate desire and vulnerability, discovering that real strength often lies in vulnerability. Their relationship begins as mutual exploitation. She uses him for physical pleasure while he feeds his need for control. Yet beneath this arrangement, something more meaningful takes root. Christian's ritual of kissing Gianna and washing her hair becomes a metaphor for their deepening connection, carrying more emotional weight than their passionate encounters. His confession that she's the only woman he's ever kissed transforms their dynamic. His structured world provides Gianna the stability her chaotic upbringing lacked, while her spontaneity challenges his rigid control, helping him confront his need for absolute order. The novel takes a nuanced approach to trauma, avoiding the trope of love as a magical cure-all. Both characters continue grappling with their wounds, yet create a safe haven where their broken pieces become integral to who they are. When Christian shares his childhood trauma, Gianna's response, "I don't care about your past," becomes a profound statement of acceptance. Celestial imagery anchors the narrative through the Andromeda constellation. When Christian helps Gianna through a panic attack, he points to this constellation, a princess who found freedom despite being sacrificed. The name, Ruler of Men, reflects Gianna's journey from trauma survivor to empowered woman. Christian's Andromeda tattoo demonstrates her impact, while his endearment, Moya Zvedachka, My Little Star, suggests how she illuminates his darkness. Water symbolizes emotional transformation in their relationship. Gianna's deliberate dive during their first intimate encounter breaks Christian's facade, while their poolside reconciliation represents emotional catharsis. Christian's quarter, stolen 29 years earlier, symbolizes how small choices alter life's path. When his therapist notes his newfound belief in fate, Christian responds, "I stole someone else's fate, Sasha, and I'm not going to give it back." This marks his shift from viewing life as mere survival to recognizing the value of what he's built. The novel's core message is that redemption comes through self-acceptance and accepting others. Christian believes his past makes him unworthy of Gianna, while she fears abandonment based on her history. Their journey toward mutual acceptance unfolds through key moments. When Christian claims Gianna with a passionate kiss before her congregation, he demonstrates willingness to integrate her into his life despite his fear of commitment. When Gianna learns about his psychological diagnoses, she accepts these traits as essential parts of who he is. Gianna's pregnancy becomes their ultimate test. Having conceived during their first encounter, she fears Christian will view an unplanned child as disrupting his ordered world. Instead, he responds with satisfaction, seeing their child as the embodiment of their bond. In the epilogue, Christian reflects on how a stolen quarter changed his life. His declaration, "Let them come," shows his evolution from expecting loss to fighting for his family. Their story proves that love requires not perfection, but the courage to embrace flaws.